Wednesday night, we taught on the church, the Lord set up. And we read some very familiar scriptures in Mark chapter 3. And Lord's laid those scriptures on my heart to preach on this morning. And there were some things was said that really just stuck with me and I ain't been able to get away from. And I don't, most of the time we've got a title. I don't know if we got a title this morning. I'm thankful for the family that I was raised up in. I'm thankful for my mom and dad, my brother, my sisters. I'm thankful for the church that I was raised up in, my family there at Rocky Mount. Oh, the things they taught me, how they loved me, how I was not always what I should have been, but they never stopped loving me. And I'm so thankful for that. I'm thankful for the family that's here at Hilltop.
Amen.
Y'all have heard me say many a time when we was really close in my family at home, but we weren't like Sheila and them's family. And when I started dating her, I went down there and they was just a different bunch of people. That we would go to leave and stuff, and they would all go and hug and kiss each other and tell each other they loved each other. And I just thought that was just kind of weird. I ain't gonna lie, because we didn't say we loved each other. We always knew we loved each other, but we just didn't do that at home. But I thought they was just kind of a different bunch of people. But then I figured out that's how it was supposed to be. And when I come here, I found y'all to be kind of the same way. Don't get me wrong, Rocky Man, I always knew they loved me. They never give up on me. They showed me they loved me, but they didn't do as much hugging and all that. Marty can tell you that. Nothing wrong. They good people. Every church got different personality. But y'all got the same personality that her family had down yonder. And I just thought y'all was a little different when I come here. You know, I just thought Brother Heath got up, made a talk one time and talked about, he'd been pastoring a while. And he thought about how everybody was here, about how they hugged on each other and everything. He went on and on about it. And when he got done, I said, guess what we're going to do? And, we all went and hugged him, And that's just the way y'all are. And my prayer has always been that somehow or another that we could hold on to that.
Amen.
And I'm going to tell you, in a family, there's always going to be things happen. It is. I guess maybe a peacemaker would be my daddy. A lot of you mamas is the ones hold the family together, right? Is that not the truth? You look back and you look at mama, she was the one, with the strength, kept everybody together. But not nothing against my mama, but it was my daddy. He was the one that kept things together in our household. He was always the peacemaker. He was when things, and me and my brother, even after we was grown men, I'm not talking about just at home, we started coon hunting together. There was times it just got bad. There was one time it was about to come to blows right there. He lived right across from daddy and mama. I looked, and here come my poor old daddy hobbling across that road, boys. Don't y'all make me. He come over and he set us both down right there on the porch. I'll never forget it. I mean, probably 25-year-old Steve, probably 35-year-old. He sat there and he talked to us. He said, that's your brother. Don't you talk to your brother that way. Don't you be acting that way. Did you bring your fist up to your brother? Daddy, I'm sorry. I didn't hit him, old daddy. Well, it's a good thing you didn't hit him. He talked to us about how much we were supposed to love each other. We was brothers. That would never should change. I think that was the last time me and my brother ever had trouble. I was so ashamed that my daddy had to come to me, sit me down as a grown man with children, and talk to me. He was our peacemaker. One time, me and Sheila got into it. We lived right beside him in the trailer. Unfortunately, he heard it. We'd set up a little single wide there, and we'd got into it. And it was probably my fault. It was. Here it come. Old peacemaker down there. Here. Hurt me down there and set me down. And he talked to me. That's your wife. You don't talk to your wife that way. You love your wife. That's the last time he ever had to talk to me about that. Family. We're family. So, I don't know. You would say, well, Brother Jeff, that's your job to be the peacemaker. No, it's your job.
Amen.
Yeah, it's my job. But it's also yours.
Amen.
We are to be peacemakers. I want to read to you, and this may not take very long. I've had a toothache for 3 or 4 days, and it's kept me up at night. I wish I could say it's the only thing kept me up, but it ain't. This ain't done a lot of sleeping lately. We need the Lord.
Amen.
Starting reading in Mark chapter 3 and verse 13. If you've never seen or thought about where the Lord set his church up, this is where it happened.
Amen.
He goeth up into a mountain, and he calleth unto whom who he would. And they came unto him. He ordained 12 that they should be with him. Do you get that? They should be with him, and that he might send them forth to preach.
Amen.
He first gave the church a limited commission.
Amen.
Just to go unto the lost sheep of Israel. But after that, he gave it the full commission to go into all the world. But and to have power to heal sickness and to cast out devils. And Simon, he surnamed Peter, and James, the son of Zebedee, and John, the brother of James, who he surnamed them Boagerges, and which is the sons of thunder, Andrew and Philip, Bartholomew, Matthew and Thomas, James, the son of Alphaeus, and Thaddeus, and Simon the Canaanite, and Judas the Iscariot, which also betrayed him. And they went into a house. And I want to stop there, and I'd never caught that before on the Bible study. And it said they went into a house. And the church is called the Lord's house. And when they went into this house, I believe it was his house. It was his church that they went into and he put them into. And Brother Marty mentioned it the other night, and it is the truth. The definition of house, I want you to pay attention to me, is family. And I want you, we're going to go on and read on down here, and it's going to tell us that a house that's divided against itself cannot stand. And I want you to know a family, when it becomes divided, will not stand. And so today, I pray that we will be those. We're going to get to the place and talk about being a peacemaker. But listen to me. Our kingdom, it says, how divided against itself, and Jesus doing the speaking, will not stand. America, I want to tell you, I don't care what side you're on, if we don't come back together, America is not going to stand. This nation will fall. I want to tell you, if Hilltop Church gets divided and goes fighting among itself, this family or this church will not stand. Somebody has to be a peacemaker. And the multitude coming to him together again, so they could not so much as eat bread. And when his friends heard of it, they went out to lay hold on him, for they said he is beside himself. And the scribes which came from Jerusalem said he have Beelzebub, and by the prince of the devils cast he out devils. And he called them unto him and said unto them, in parables, how can Satan cast out Satan? And if a kingdom be divided against itself, that kingdom cannot stand. And if the house be divided against itself, that house cannot stand. I want you to realize today we are the family of God. And we are built upon, we're to build our house upon a solid rock, and that rock being Jesus Christ, where it will not fall. It shouldn't be built on sand or things of the world. It should be built upon a rock. So today, I pray that the Lord will help me. I'll be able to bring us out in a way to when things happen. I want you to know there's going to be things that's going to happen within our family, that we're going to get aggravated with one another. We're going to get mad with one another. We may even come to blows with one another. But I want you to realize we're still family. What I would give today, I pick up the phone all the time. I hadn't talked to my brother in years. His number is 644-5420. And don't tell it how many times since he's died, I picked up the phone and said, wonder what old Steve's doing. And go to dial the number, but Steve ain't there no more. I'd love to be able to take back a lot of things that was said and done years ago between me and my brother. But I want you to know when push come to shove, we were brothers. We loved each other. We stood for each other. We cared for each other. We never turned our back on each other. Brother Marty said the other night, he said, I may not always agree with my family, but I always love my family. And I want you to know, brother, I appreciate it when you said that. I know there's been times me and him ain't agree, but there ain't no other person on this earth that I'm more closer to that I consider a brother than I do you. Amen. And I pray that we'll always have enough sense to, if something happens, to be able to come together and be a peacemaker. James said this in the 13th chapter, in the third chapter of James, in the 16th verse. Let me just calm down. I want to start in the 13th verse. Who is a wise man, and who endued with knowledge among you? Let him show out of a good conversation his works with meekness and wisdom. But if you have bitter envy and strife, or battle or fight, strife's what strife is, and envy, there's so many of us get caught up in that. But if you have this in your heart, glory not and lie not against the truth. The wisdom descendeth not from this wisdom descendeth not from above. This ain't from heaven. This ain't from God. Strife and envy's not from God, but earthly, sensual, devilish. That's where that comes from. When I day over there, when I brought my fist up against my brother, I didn't hit him, but I want you to know I brought it up, and I was pure for the devil. We're not to be that way. That's not from above. For there's envy and strife, is there confusion and every evil work.
And the wisdom that is from above is first pure, it's peaceable, it's gentle, it's easy to be entreated, full of mercy, good fruits, without partiality, without hypocrisy, and the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace of them that make peace. Over in Matthew chapter 5 and about verse 9, it said, blessed are the peacemakers, for they are the children of God. And I want you to know God is our Father, and we are His family. And we are to be peacemakers. And we're not to cause strife and battle against our brother and sisters. We're not to be envy of them, jealous. We're to love them and lift them up, esteem them higher than we do ourselves. I've seen it before, and y'all have too. If you've been in this way, when brothers and sisters come to a point that they push each other away. The brother taught in Sunday school this morning about forgiveness. I've been there, Josh. I've been that prisoner. A brother done something to me and my family one time. I want you to realize my children done without. We almost had to miss a Christmas one year because of it. And for 3 years, I'd go to bed at night. And I'd whoop that man. I'm telling you I did. And I ain't going to lie to you, a saved individual. I wasn't called to preach at the time, or at least wasn't on my call. But I'd go to bed at night and I'd lay there and I'd see that man. I'd hit him right near the nose. I stayed mad at him for 3 years, a prisoner of my anger. And finally one night, laying there, I thought, that man's home in his bed asleep. He ain't never thought about this. And here I am, being destroyed. From within, why? Because I wouldn't forgive. And you know what I done that night? I asked God to forgive me.
Amen.
And I forgive that man. I said, God, will you please forgive me for being this way toward my brother? Will you please forgive me? Let me let this go and I'll forgive him. And you know, peace come in. And I was so ashamed of that. Still ashamed of it today. I wouldn't tell you, but it might do you some good. I want you to know you can hold anger and grudge, strive against your brother and sister, but it will not accomplish nothing. It destroys families. It kills churches. It kills nations. It kills kingdoms.
Why do you think our church is in such a mess? The kingdom is divided against itself. And it will not stand.
You say, well, Brother Dale, how do you be a peacemaker? When somebody is causing a problem, you intervene with love. You intervene with gentleness. You intervene with patience. I guess y'all probably heard me tell this before. Once again, I'm not telling you these things because I'm proud of them. I'm ashamed of them. But I want you to know that you're not the only one that does these things. Sheila had been to the grocery store one time. She was getting groceries out of the car and bringing them to the house, and a man just swung in her driveway, drove through her yard, going to her neighbor's, drove through her yard and nearly run over my wife in my front yard. I seen it all happen, groceries going everywhere. And boy, just like that, I was the maddest human you've ever seen in your life. I went out yonder and I said, hey! He went over and parked in the garage. Hey! What are you doing? You nearly killed my wife in her yard. And he got out and he started cussing me and all these things. And next thing you know, I was ready to fight. But thanks be unto God, he intervened. And he never let that happen. Thank you, Lord. There's been so many times that he intervened. He brought me down. Listen to me. Anger does not solve anything. Your anger will not help nothing. All it does is make things worse. If somebody, somewhere, has to be a peacemaker. Somebody has to love the family like my poor old daddy did. Somebody has to step in and say, that's enough. Stop this. This is your brother. This ain't some stranger. You shouldn't do it to a stranger. But I want to tell you, when we have opportunity, we're to do good to all men, but especially unto those who are the household of faith. And you know what that means? It's your own house. I should never walk over here and smack Teddy, I'm about to call you David. Never. I never should lay a hand on you. You know something else? I never should get in your face. I never should jump up in your face and go to talk to you like you're nothing. And I pray, if I ever do that, I pray you'll get up and sit me down and say, brother, you're out of order. That's your brother. He loves you. We're not to act that way. Why are we not to act that way? We're to be different. We are the children of God, and he's our father. That's how people know that we're the children of God. They'll be able to see that in us because there's something different about us, because we love our brothers and sisters even when we're aggravated at them, even when they've done us wrong. I want you to know, Joshua, his brother's done him so wrong. But had it been for him, Israel, his brothers would have starved to death. They done him. They took him and left him for dead. Sold him off. But honey, he had a love for his family. He was a peacemaker. One of the brothers, I can't even remember which one it was now. It's just all come to me. But they was fixing to kill him. And he said, don't do that. He was a peacemaker. Reuben. Don't do that. They end up selling him off. I want to tell you, it'd been hard for me when they come back. Come back begging for bread, starved to death. It'd been hard for me to be. It'd been easy to say, y'all just go on back over yonder. I got plenty to eat here, but that ain't what he done. He took care of his family. We're to be peacemakers. Now pray for us. It's nothing. I despise hearing more than trouble in one of the Lord's churches. I ain't just talking about here at Hilltop. I don't like hearing it in none of them. Every time that happens, we lose ground. Every time that happens, everybody else stands back and looks and says, I told you so. They ain't no different than us. They ain't no different in the world. Every time that happens, our family gets a little weaker. Every time we hurt one another, we attack one another,
we become weaker. Our light ain't as bright as it once was. Apostle Paul said in verse 3, in chapter 3, "For you are not carnal, for whereas there is among you envy and strife, divisions, are yet ye not carnal and walk as men?" If we have envy, strife, and division among us, are we not carnal? Are we not as men? The man I talked of earlier, I seen him many times after that. Me and him talked, we laughed. I love my brother. Me and my brother sat there after my daddy talked to us, two grown men on the front porch, and we cried like babies. Got up, we hugged each other. We loved her brother. Amen. Blessed are the peacemakers. Thank you, Daddy. See, my father, he was the one that intervened down yonder that day when a man nearly run over my wife. Oh, it was Harvey Likens. It was Jehovah. He said, "Son, what are you doing? Calm down. What are you doing? Don't do this. What are you doing?" It was Jehovah laying in that bed that night. My father said, "Son, what are you doing? Why do you keep carrying this for?" Am I the only one who's ever done this kind of thing? Are y'all all innocent? Tell me I'm not all by myself standing up here. Tell me you've never been like that. I don't want to shame you. I'm using me for the bad example, but why am I the only one who's ever showed himself? Just had to regret it. Just had to be ashamed. Surely I'm not. But you know the good part about it all is we can ask for forgiveness. We can stand up and say, "Lord, forgive me." We can go to our brother and our sister and say, "Lord, brother, forgive me. I'm sorry." And you know, when we do that, we should forgive them. Just like our Heavenly Father forgave us. A household of faith. We're not a nomination, we're a faith. We're his household. We have opportunity. We're to do good, not to do evil. So he set his church up. He set it up with those 12 apostles. And they was the foundation, and he was the cornerstone. And he said, "Upon this rock I'll build my church." And he was talking about himself, the cornerstone. And we've been fitly joined together. The day the Lord led Brother Teddy to come right up here and his wife, the day Brandon come up here, Morgan come up here, the day Sean come up here, the day Brother Larry down at the water's edge, I'll never forget it. Brother Troy, after we waited on you forever,
didn't think he's ever going to come. Here he comes. And he brought him right in here. And he placed him right in among us. Right in this part of that foundation. Where we could be together. You ever seen how blocks are laid? Go out yonder and look. They're laid over back and forth like that. They're joined together. There's mortar in there. That mortar represents grace. It represents mercy. It represents love. It holds us together. We're joined together. And Jesus Christ be the cornerstone. The rock that we're built on. I pulled this rock off in my church. He loves us. He's our elder brother. And God is our Father. Well, blessed are the peacemakers, for they are the children of God. You feel like a child of God today? Are you a peacemaker? There's been times I felt like I was so carnal, it was awful. And the further I get away from God, the more carnal I get. You'll never get so far away from Him, you'll lose your salvation. But you can get so far away from Him, it's hard to feel it anymore. It's hard to have the joy of it anymore. I'm going to read this to you one more time, then I'm going to be done. And I want you to listen to it. This ain't my opinion. This is the Word of God.
Amen.
Paul told Timothy, he said, that I might tarry, that you might know how to behave yourself in the house of the living God. That ain't talking about this building here. It's talking about within yourself. How you're to behave yourself being a member of the Lord's church. That just come to me. Matter of fact, I just crossed Timothy when I was going over back to James. And I believe he wanted me to stop there and dwell a second. For where envy and strife is, there's confusion and every evil word. So it's all of the devil. But the wisdom that is from above is first, this is what we're to be made of. The mortar that holds us together. Pure, then peaceable, gentle, easy, being treated full of mercy, good fruits without partiality or without hypocrisy. And the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace of them that make peace. I've mentioned it different times. As a preacher, I talk about the gospel. Jesus talked about the seeds. Go out and we broadcast the seeds. That's what broadcasting is. I told Brother Don one time I got through preaching. He come to me after the service. I believe it was up with Fayette. He said, Brother Joe, that was a good sermon. I said, Brother Don, it was scattered all over the place. He said, well, we're supposed to be broadcasting. I said, amen. But we talk about that gospel being broadcast, and God takes it and places it where it'll please Him, where He can do a work with it. So today, as I've tried to sow peace and love and mercy, and that's what this has been about. Is any of that seed landed on good ground? Or is that seed going to be rejected? That's up to you. I pray it didn't land on stony ground. I pray it didn't land on the wayside. I pray it gets down in her heart. There was a man come through here one time. He said, Brother Jeff, you stepped on my toes. I said, I'm sorry, I missed. He said, no, you got me. I said, but I was aiming at your heart. That's where it's at. I ain't here to hurt your feelings. I ain't here to make you mad. I'm never about that, I promise you. I'm here because I love you. And I promise, if it's been directed, I've sowed it. I'm not throwing it at nobody. I'm not standing here saying, here, Josh, it's for you. Take it. I ain't doing that. Now, I don't reckon it's for him. It may be. But God takes those seeds. Y'all have heard me talk about it. Me and Marty, I reckon he said he does it too. Take our PVC. I got a 3/4 inch. What size you use? Take a 3/4 inch PVC pipe. We lay our ditches out. And take that PVC pipe, stand it there and drop our corn ear down there. And it'll fall right where you want it. And I'll move over about 6 inches and I'll drop another. See, we're broadcasting here. God's taking that seed and dropping it exactly where he wants it to fall. So if it's fell on your heart today, don't do like Marty talked about on the radio this morning. Don't look in that perfect law of liberty and walk away and not let it do you no good. Look in that mirror. See what you are. Go away and change. Let that word change you, because it will. That's my message.